Daf Ayin Hey. So just interesting, I got an email yesterday from a guy, David Barnett, who listens to the Daf online, and he said he came across someplace that was selling pomegranate branches we were talking about, so maybe to buy them before Pesach in order to roast the Zerah. I thought that was interesting, so thank you, David, for that. So let's begin today's Daf, two lines down. The Gemara says, Ein Solon Es HaPesach V'chulu, that the various dinim, a person can't roast the carbon Pesach on a shapud shamateches, on any type of metal skewer or an askala. And then the Mishnah went on to bring a raya, a maisa, that Rabbi Gamliel told Tavi Avdo to go roast the carbon Pesach on an askala, on his grill. So that's certainly, as Gemara says, maisa lister. That contradicts what we said. You can use a grill, and he goes tells Evid to roast one on a grill. And so the Gemara says, chasu mechser, there's something missing, v'hachi katani. What it should really say is, v'ima askla midnu keves, if there's holes in the grill, then it'll be mutter. V'amar Reb Yitzadok, ma'isa b'ram gomliel, she'amar l'tavi avdo, save it, salah lanu es ha-pesach, askla midnu keves. The Braisa clearly states that it was with a grill with holes in them. So even though if there are holes in it, still, if the carbon pesach is going to be resting on the grill, still won't it be being cooked from the metal, not from the actual fire. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains three lines from the top. Menukeves, asuya kivrechim ke'ein shalanu. It's made somehow the way we have, the grills that we have. V'yesh chala gadol bein briach lebriach. And in between each of the grates, there's a hole, like we know. V'nosin hashapur lerochva. And you put a skewer going across the grill. V'chala tle nitzle ba'avir shebein b'nei brichin shein b'sar nogea b'barzel. So it's such a way where you've constructed it, where it's connected to the shapur, where it's not actually resting on the grill, but it's actually hanging from the grill. And that would be the situation where it would be acceptable. So Gemara now says, "Ba'imine Rav Chinina Bar Idi Rav Ada Bar Ava." He asks the following question. If you remember, all the way back to Daf Chavav, we had a discussion when a person fired up their oven with some type of klipa arla, which is asir b'hana. So the bread that was there, we had a discussion whether that bread became asir or that bread was mutter. So the Gemara says now, "Tanur shesika v'klipe arla." If let's say you use the peels from Arla, the garfu, and then you scraped it out, and you removed it, but the oven was still hot, but the Isser no was no longer there. V'afo besapas, the divrei oser mahu. So if you bake the pas, would that be usser now? So the one who says usser, the bread there, when it's present, when the klipi Arla are there, Rebbe felt it was usser. But what if you remove the klipa, but still hot, will it still be usser? And the Gemara says, Amalei hapas mutaris, it's mutter. If you remove the fire, if you remove the iser hana, what's it to be concerned with? Even though it's still hot, that's not called a direct hana from the klipe arla, in which case the pas will be mutter. So Gemara says, is that really true? Even though you've removed the source of the fire, if it's still hot, it's really true it's going to still be mutter? Amalei v'ha amar rav chinin asaba amar rabbi asi amar rabbi yochanan. Tanur, shesiku v'garfu v'tzalabo es ha-pesach, ein ze tzli'esh. Let's say a person fires up the oven, and there's fire there, there's coals there, there's wood. Then he removes the coals, he removes the fire, but the oven is still pretty hot, and it's able to roast the carbon pesach. The din is, shenemar, it's not tli'esh, shenemar, tli'esh, tli'esh, shtei pam. It says the word tli'esh two times in the psukim. Why? So Gemara says, to tell me that you not dafka need esh. If there's no esh, it doesn't work. So Gemara's medaik, taima de gali rachmana tli'esh, shtei pamim. Only because the pasuk repeated this phrase twice, we say it's not considered esh. Ha lo gali rachmana. Had the pasuk not repeated the word tli'esh, the default would have been havamina. It is tli'esh, right? Even though the fire had been removed, the oven is hot enough to cook it. That's called tli'esh. The reason why the pasuk repeats tli'esh a second time is to tell us, well, the gabe karm pesach, this doesn't qualify. But in general, if you remove the fire, it's considered as if the fire is still there as long as there's heat. So why by Karm Pesach, the Havamina says that it's called Tli'esh, but as opposed to the case of Klipa Arla, when you remove the Arla, it's not considered Esh anymore, it's not considered Isser Hana. What's the difference? And so the Gemara answers two answers. First, the Gemara says, Amrlei, Gali Rachmana Hasam, V'yafina Mine. The source that when you remove the fire, it's not considered fire anymore, that's learned from Karm Pesach. We need a double Lashon, Tli'esh. Tli'esh should tell me, if you remove the fire, that's not called fire anymore, and we take that application, apply it everywhere, call it to our kula. So too, by the klipi arla, if you remove the klipi arla, even though it's still hot, that's not called esh anymore, the pas will be mutter. That's first answer. Then the Gemara gives a second answer, that there's a fundamental difference between the case of Pesach versus arla. by Karban Pesach, you need Esh, you need Tzli Esh. As opposed to Arla, you need it to be the Eitzim. The Eitzim are that which is Aser. So the Gemara says that the following. Ibai Seima, alternatively, we could suggest, Hasam over there by the Karban Pesach, Hasam Taima, the Kasar Achmana Tzli Esh, Tzshe Pamim, it says Tzli Esh twice, but Halo Kasar Rachmana Tzli Esh, Tzshe Pamim had not repeated this phrase twice, Havamina Aesh Kapid Rachmana. That you would think that all the Torah cares about is fire, va'filu garfa nami tzli'eshu, and even if you remove the fire, it's still hot. That's called tzli'esh. So in general, it is actually called tzli'esh, even if you remove the fire. Aval hacha here, we're not concerned with the esh lagabi the arla. We're concerned with the wood. Aval hacha a'etzim di'isura kapid. We're makbid on the firewood that's aser. Rachmana, v'hal less now, and it's no longer here anymore. So granted, it might be considered Eish, but we don't care that's Eish, we care about the Eitzim. And since you remove the Eitzim, since one removed the Klipe Arla, it's not going to Aser the Pas in the case of the Arla. Gemara now says, going on this the rest of the conversation, various applications of Eish and cooking the Karban Pesach, Gemara quotes a brisa halfway down, Taner Rabbanan. Chatchu v'naso gabe gechalim. Let's say a person slices the meat, but he doesn't slice the meat entirely because we know the Karban Pesach can't be sliced. It has to be whole. So Rashi should point out, you cut in a few different places, but you leave it still attached to each other. We know if you want it to cook quicker, you cut some pieces, it gets inside and cooks the meat faster. So he made a few slices here, and then he roasted agabe gechalim on top of coals. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Rebbe said, I, in my humble opinion, I think, Shezet Tzli'esh, that's called Tzli'esh. So what we learn from here is, Gechalim, coals, hot coals, even though there's no real fire, but it's hot enough, it's red, that's considered the same thing as Esh. Gechalim are Esh. So Gemara says, is that true? Rami le Rav Achtavai, bar Ami le Rav Chista. Mi Amar Rebbe, Gechalim Esh ninu? Does Rebbe really think coals has the same din as Esh? Or minu? They ask from the following Brisa, with regards to taras. Taras could come about in different ways. Sometimes it could just happen. Sometimes it could result after a person gets a burn. So one of them is called michvas esh in the pasuk. So michvas esh, I only know if the person was burnt by some type of fire. Ein li ela shenichva be'esh. I only know if there was fire. Nichva b'gachelis, if it got burned from a coal. So we see already there, the coal is going to be different than esh. Now keep in mind where we put the comma right now, because we're going to change this in Amud Beis. Right now the comma is that Eish, ainly ala shenichva be'esh, comma. We're going to move that comma later on. Just keep that in mind. However, nichva begacheles, beremetz, besid, roseach, begafasim, roseach, v'chol davar haba min ha'or. These are a list of other types of heat sources. Included in it is gacheles, lasuye, chame ha'or, to include even hot water. How do you know that too? If a burn develops into tzaras, that also will be considered a tzaras, just like michvas eish. So the Gemara says, it says, Tamalomer, michva, michva, riba, it repeats the word michva twice, to tell me that that's included. So the Gemara says, Taima de Rabbi Rachman, or michva, michva, only because the pasuk repeated the words michva, do we include gecheles as the same din as esh. Hello, Rabbi Rachman, had the Torah not included michva, michva, gecholm lav esh ninu. So we see from this brisa that gecholm, that coals are not the same as esh, while Rebbe felt it was the same as esh. You can cook a Karban Pesach on a gecholm, but legabe tzaras, it's not considered esh. So Gemara says, Amrle gecholm shel etz lo itzrich kral erbui. The different types of coal. Sometimes you have a coal made from wood, and sometimes coal can be made of metal. When it comes to coals that are created from wood, that doesn't need a pasuk. That's certainly included in Eish. And that's when Rebbe said you could cook the Karban Pesach on top of Gechalim Shalitz. That's called Eish. When the pasuk is including a Gechalim Legabe Teras, that's referring to Gechalim Shel Matechas, as the Gemara says. Ki itzerech kra, when do you need a pasuk to include it? Mechme Mechva, Le Gechalim Shel Matechas. That's the Chiddush, that even a metal coal, is also considered Eish and can result in, or not considered Eish, it's considered has the same din, Legabe Teras. So Gemara says, the Gechalim Shel Matechas Lav Eishu. So right now what we learn here is that metal coals are not considered fire. It's only because of special riboy that we include the din of tzaras, but does not have a din of esh. So Gemara says, really? Metal is not considered esh? V'hal gabi bas kohen, d'chsiv be'esh tisarif. Bas kohen is zinsa, so we burn her. So how do you burn her? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Masna, psila shel aver hayu osinla. We made some boiling lead. We poured down her throat, and that's how she dies. So we see that it is considered esh. If the pasuk says be'esh tisarif, and we're using psila shel aver, lead, metal, hot boiling metal, that does obviously have the din of esh. So how could Rebbe say gechalim shel matechas does not have a din of esh? So Gemara says no. Shiny hasam Over there, it's different by the Bas Kohen. Damar Kra Be'esh Tisarif. Why did you say Be'esh and then the word Tisarif afterwards? Tisarif is coming L'rabos Kol Sreifos Abos Mina'esh. Any type of heat that comes from fire. So granted, Aver or Matech is not considered fire, but it comes from fire. It's boiled by fire, even though it itself is not fire. So Eish Tisarif comes to include other forms of Sreifa. But L'gabe, just Eish, just an absolute fire, metal is not considered fire. We only include it either by the case of Tsaras because of Michva Michva, or the case of Bas Kohen because of Eish Tisarif. But Eish, just the Eish alone, the Matech is not considered fire. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If you're telling me the way one kills a Bas Kohen or anybody else who's Chai Sreifa is by pouring metal down their throat, so then certainly if that works, certainly Eish itself should be good. Kol Shekein Eish Atzmo, right? Actual fire should be even better. It should be even more precise than actual metal. The Gemara says, if that's the case, V'nakivle Chavile Zmaros V'nikla. Why don't we surround her, wrap her in wood, and burn her that way? Isn't Eish better than actual Aver, a Psilisha Aver? So Gemara says, you're right, in terms of definition of fire, Eish is certainly more Eish than Matechas or Aver, but there's another concern as why we can't use Eish to burn her. Because Mala, we have the din of Sreifa, we have a Gezer Shava, B'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron, we know, were burned when they went to the Kodesh Kedoshim, so we apply the same burning that they went through to the burning of a Bas Kohen. What's that burning? Mala Halan, Sreifas Neshama, V'guf Kayim. When the Bnei Aaron were burned, the neshama was burned, but the body, the physical body, was intact. Af kan sreifas neshama v'guf kaim. So too, when we apply sreifa to Bas Kohen, we have to only remove the neshama, the life, but we have to keep the body intact. Using real fire would certainly not keep the body intact. That's why we resort to the aver psilashel aver. So the Gemara says, okay. So if the whole goal is to try to keep the body intact, we have another way to kill her through fire. Why don't we pour scalding water on her, burning water, until she dies? That will accomplish the same thing. The body will be somewhat kaim, more kaim than if it was actual fire. So the Gemara says the reason why we don't opt for that one is because Mishum Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman, Amra Kra, V'haftal Recha Kamocha, Barlo Misa Yafi. You have to choose a nice death, which is sound like an oxymoron, and I'm not sure why boiling water is any worse than pouring lead down the throat, but the different levels of what's considered as somewhat of a kavod habrios to the mace, this is a little bit more acceptable than that way, and therefore we knock out the possibility of boiling hot water. Now, there is an interesting din, Hagos Maimonides points out, the v'haftal Recha Kamocha, you only have to apply it to a person who's a good person, a tzaddik, a beinoni. But a Rasha, we don't apply v'haftal Recha Kamocha to a Rasha. So they ask the question, so how come here? Here, the person's a Rasha, they're being killed. Obviously, they're Rasha. So why do we care which Misa to give them? Why do we apply the pasuk v'haftal Recha Kamocha? So the answer that the Achronim suggest is because once when a person goes out to be killed, we force him to say vidui. Once he does vidui, he does a confession, he now or she now becomes a tzaddik or tzaddikas, and therefore we could apply v'haftal Recha Kamocha and choose for them a Misa Yafa. Either way, we see from here that Gechel Shematachas is not called Eish. So the Gemara says now, after establishing this Gzeir Shava Rav Nachman, V'chimiach Adika Rav Nachman Gzeir Shava, of Sreifa Sreifa, that we apply the din of Bnei Aaron to a Bas Kohen or any other person who's Chai Sreifa. So then, Gzeir Shava Lamali. So I'm sorry, if we have Rav Nachman's Svara of the Haftarecha Kamocha, why do you need the Gzeir Shava? The Sreifa Sreifa is unnecessary. Once you choose a good Misa, so lead down the throat seems to be a very nice Misa Yafim. So why need the Gzeir Shava of Sreifa Sreifa? So Gemara says, Amri, because Ilav Gzeir Shava, have we not had the Gzeir Shava of Sreifa Sreifa? Havamina would have thought Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kaim Lav Sreifahi. If you ask any person on the block, is it cool burning someone when you pour hot lead down the throat? They would say, no, that's not Sreifa. Sreifa is fire. So just because you had the V'atuecha Kamocha, choosing a Barilo Misa Yafim, you wouldn't think that pouring lead down the throat would qualify as Eish, as Sreifa. So that's why you need the Gzeir Shava. No, that does qualify as Reifa, as learned out from Bnei Aaron. But if you only had Imishim the Rav Nachman, if you only had that, the After Chachmocha, I would have thought, Nafish Lechavilis Muros Tuva, Kihechei the Thomas Bagla, that you need to burn them faster. Kamashman, you have to choose these different things. It has to be where the Guf is Kayim, and it has to be a Bar Yafa. That combination results in the Psila She'ever down the throat. So the Gemara says, okay, after we use the word Sreifa, or Tisarif, and we have then the Svara of V'Aftarecha Kamocha, what's the word Ela Be'esh Lamali? What's the Pasuk telling us Eish? Right? The Pasuk could have said, Tisarif, burn her. And why mention Eish? So the Torah tells the reason why you need Eish is lafuke aver mekar, not to use aver boiling lead as it's taken from the ground. What that means is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says seven lines up, aver mekaro shemotzin oso minakarka rosehu below todas Eish. When you extract lead from the ground, I guess it's boiling not from fire, but it's boiling from just the natural atmosphere it's in. So that one would think maybe that would qualify as well. Kamashman Eish, you have to actually reboil the Aver with Eish, and that's the type of Aver that must be used for Sreifim. Okay, so now the Gemara says, after establishing that from the Pasuk, the Eish Tisarif, that use fire, but Tisarif expanded Lab Dafka fire, but anything that comes from fire, like this Psiyashil Aver, Gemara has the following question at the bottom here. Amalei Rabbi Yirmila Rabbi Zeira, V'cholheicha dechsiv be'eish Tisarif, L'rabos, called Sreifos, Habos Machmas Eish. Who? Is it really true? Whenever the words Eish and Tisarif come together in tandem, that comes to expand that you don't only need Eish, but you can use other means of other, byproducts of Eish. Vaha Gave Parm HaNisrafim. There's certain types of carbonos called Parm HaNisrafim, such as a Parm Davar and a couple others, that you end up actually burning. You have to burn them. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk, Vaha Gave Parm HaNisrafim, the Chsibahu, it says, with regards to these cows, it says, Visaraf. Oh, so I'll eat them. Be'esh, you have to burn them in fire. V'tani, the Gemara is medayik. Be'esh v'lo b'sid roseach, you have to use fire, but you can't use like boiling cement. V'lo b'kvasim roseach, and that's how much your kvasim exactly is. So you have to use dafke esh. So the Gemara says, why dafke esh? Amalei hachi hashu, let's understand for a second. Hasam k'siv be'esh. V'hader tisarif, with regards to bas kohen, it says esh, and there's esh tisarif, which comes to the rabbos, kol srefos habos machmas esh, other byproducts of fire. However, Hacha here, with regards to Parman Nisrafim, also says the word Sarif. The Ksiv, the Sarif also, al etzim be'esh. So it also has the word Sreifon Esh. So why don't we say that just like you could burn a Bas Kohen Lab Dafka with Esh, but other byproducts, why don't we say you could burn the Parman Nisrafim Lab Dafka Esh, but maybe pour, hot metal over it? Why are we limiting it? It should be the same drasha as by Bas Kohen. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Because there, Labas Sof is Esh. So there it says, by the Bas Kohen, it says first, Eish, Tisarif comes to take the Eish and expand it. But when it first says Tisarif, burn, and then it limits it to Eish, it comes narrowing it down. That's a limitation, Dafka Eish, the Gemara says. Lameimra, de Eish in, midi, achrini, labo, nothing else. So the Gemara says, well, Hasanami ksivi Sreifa, so if it says Sreifa, after it says the word Eish again, by Parman Nisrafim. The Ksiv, it says, going on to Amr Beis now, Al Sheva Chadeshin Yisarif. You should burn it on the deshin, on top of the ashes that already exist there. So it says Sreifa yet a second time, even after Eish. Let me read the whole pasuk, so you have everything clear. The pasuk says, V'hotzi es kol par el muchutz l'machane makom tahor. You take out the par outside the camp. El shevach ha-deshin, where the other ashes were poured. V'sarif also al etim ba'esh. Al shevach ha-deshin yisarif. It says yisarif a second time after Eish. So shouldn't that tell us to expand lav dafke Eish, but you can expand it to other byproducts of fire? So the Gemara says, no. Amri hahu yisarif mi barle. The last word yisarif is there for another drasha. It's not available to expand Eish. It's there for a very special, not very, but a unique type of a drasha, and you can't use it twice. What's the drasha? Hahu yisarif mi barle. It's needed lichadatanya. Yisarif, to burn it, avapish ein sham deshin. The pasuk says you're supposed to burn it, sarif also, al etim beish al shevach ad deshin. One might think only if there are actual ashes that are still there from the mizbeach, should you burn it. But maybe if there are no ashes there, you shouldn't burn it. The pasuk says, yisarif, burn it even if there are no deshin, even if there's no ashes there. And the Gemara says, yisarif, avapish hitis haor berubo. And moreover, let's say most of the par has been burning. Don't say, okay, I finished rubo kakul, I can walk away. Make sure you burn the entire animal. That's what we learn from the word yisarif. And it's not available to take the word eish and expand it beyond eish. Fine. So now just to backtrack for a second, we had said on Amun Aleph, we had this discussion about whether or not gechalim are part of eish or not. And the Gemara had said it's not part of eish because the drasha was ainli ella by the tzaras, ainli ella shenichva be'eish kama. How do you know to include nichva b'kechelis and everything else? But now this is where we're going to change the comma. The Gemara says, back to that question, Ravina Amar, Karach Vatani, let's kind of wrap together and read it as follows. Michvas Eish means Einli Ella Shnichva Be'esh Ubegechalas Nichva Kama. Meaning for the pasuk itself, Michvas Eish, it already is understood to include a Gechalas. Gechalas is part of Eish. That's lumped together. That's in line with the Rebbe said before that Gechalas equals Eish. And then the rest of the Brisa reads, however, Nichva Beremetz Besid Rosech Begefasis Rosech Becholdavar Habab Me'achmas Or Lasui Rechami Or Minayin. How do you know that? Tamlor Michva Michva Rabba. So Reba comes to include that. So according to Ravina, you just switch the comma, move the comma over a little bit, and Michvas includes even Gechalas. Gechalas, in fact, is considered Eish. Fine. So at this stage, we have that Rebbe holds that Gechalas is the same thing as Eish. We're going to read now a Brisa. It's a little bit of a complicated Brisa. We're going to go back and forth a bit, but it's darshaning the following words with respect to Gachle Eish and Achrei Mos. When the Kohen Gadol will have to take Gachle Eish, he'd have to take the coals, Mlo Macht of Gachle Eish, a full pan of hot coals, and he brought with him to the Kodesh Kodashim to mix together with the Chafna of Ketores, so it calls it Gachle Eish. What's Gachle Eish? So it seems to be like, what we've been saying right now, the word itself seems to be superfluous. If Gacham is Eish, so what's Gachle Eish? What's it coming to qualify? So the Brisa says as follows. Gemara says, Rava, Rami, Mi Amar, Rava asked the following question, Mi Amar, Rabbi Gecham Ikru Eish. Does Rabbi really hold that coals are considered fire? Reminhi, Gachale Yachal Omos. One might think Gachale might refer to coals that went out, that were extinguished. Tamil were Eish. So it has to be fire. Eish, Pasuk just said Eish, Yachal shall have us. I would think it's the flame, but you don't actually need coals. Tamalomar Gachle, you need coals that have fire. So now the Gemara says, Haketzad, maybe Minah Lochshus, you need to build, bring rather, coals that are flickering, coals that have fire on them. Alma, we'll read this parenthesis just for now. Alma, Gechalim, lo ikri Eish. The fact that you have to qualify which types of Gechalim, so Gechalim Stam don't mean Eish, only when it says Gachale Eish. Does that mean Eish? But if there were Stam Gecham, it wouldn't mean Eish. So this is a kasha to Rebbe. Now, before the Gemara answers the question, the Gemara points out that internally, the Brisa seems to contradict itself. Because how gufa kasha? The Brisa itself is contradictory. How so? Because Amris initially had said, Gachale means what coals? Yachal Omos. One might think you should bring extinguished coals, Alma Lochshas Eish Nenu, which means Gachalim, Gachalim are Omos, and Eish would be Lochshas. Right now, Eish is Lochshas. Fine, then, which means coals that are hot, then Ninu. However, Ema Sefer, the Sefer said, E-H had only said the word Eish, Yachal Shehelis. I would think you have to bring a flame, but hot coals would not be considered Eish. Tamalomer Gachale, which means Alma, Afil Lochshos, Lav Eish Ninu. So you have different inferences from each stage of the Brisa. The first one implies Gachalim are not hot fire, hot coal. Gachalim are extinguished coals. Eish means hot coals. That's Lokshos. That's in line with the Rebbe, the Gechalim are Eish. But the Seifa goes on to say that had it said Eish, you need an actual flame. But coals wouldn't qualify. Even hot coals wouldn't qualify. So we see hot coals are not considered Eish. So forgetting Rebbe right now, let's try to focus on this very Brisa. So Gemara says, what's going on here? So Amar Rav Sheshe says, no. Hachi Katani. This is the way you have to read the Brisa. Gachale Yachal Bein Omos Bein Lochshos. When the pasuk says just Gachale, I would have thought you could bring any type of coal you want. The coal that's been extinguished or a coal that's hot. Tamalomer Eish, you have to bring fire. So that would indicate you have to bring Gachale Eish. Now Eish, if it said fire, Yachal Shalheves, one might think a flame is enough. You don't need to bring coals. Tamalomer Gachale, you have to bring coals. Okay, so how do you work? How does it work? Maybe Min Lochshos, you have to bring coals out of fire. We see from either way, Gacham lo ikri Eish. Kash the Rebbe, it's not called Eish because Gacham is either extinguished coals or tak coals. It's either one, but Gacham don't mean the hot ones necessarily. It could mean either one. Gacham is more generic. How could Rebbe suggest that Gacham always means Eish? In the Pasuk, clearly it doesn't mean Eish. You need Gachale Eish to qualify which type of Gacham to use. So the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Bai Tar Tachi. Answer the following. Gachale yachal omamos velo lochshos. Had it said Gacham, I would have thought you could bring extinguished coals and not hot coals. Tamalomer Eish, you have to bring fire. Now, Eish, if you bring fire, Yachal Ratza Shalheves Yavi, Ratza Gachaz Yavi. One might think that you could have the option of bringing either a flame or you could bring a coal that's hot. Tamalomer Gachale, that you can't bring a flame, you have to use a hot coal. That's what we learn from here. Haketad, maybe Min Alochshos. So that's how we read it. We read it as this whole Joshua. It is consistent with the Shita of Rebbe. The Gemara then says, wait a second. How did the Gemara suggest to bring a flame? How do you bring a flame? Amar Rabba, Ratza Gechelas Yavi, Ratza Shalheves Yavi. You could either opt in the Havamina to bring a hot coal or to bring a flame. How do you bring a Shalheves below Gechelas? How do you get a flame, to move a flame without having a coal? How do you have one without the other? So what he suggests is kagon deshafya lemana mishra, where you rubbed oil on a kli, the adle bay nura, you lit a fire, so then you bring it like that, holding the kli, but not necessarily a coal. You could put oil in a pan and light it on a fire and carry it that way. So that's the havamina. So Gemara says, how could you suggest that? Hahu, lama likra, why do you need a pasuk lamute to exclude that that won't work? That's hashta, lefnei melech basar v'dam einosin kein. Lefnei melech malchei amlochem ha-kadosh baruch lo-koshigim. You don't bring a fire in a pan of oil and a kli with oil on it. That's not apparently a respectful way to bring a fire. You need to bring it in a coal. So not to bring in a pan. So there's interesting actually discussion. Rav Yosef Engel has a very long discussion about svaras being a din deraisa. And one of the rises is from this particular Gemara here. Is a svar mid deraisa. Because how can the Gemara reject this? What do you mean? The Gemara brought a pasuk. And the Gemara says, if you don't do this in front of melech basar v'dam, will you do this in front of melech malchei amlochem? So we're using that as a svara to understand the psukim. So he says, you see from here that a svar has a din of a deraisa. One of the most, the most well-known rise for this concept is the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hei, which talks about the source of birchas hanenin. The Gemara says it's a svarhi that asr lehenos min ha'olam hazeh b'li bracha. Pnei Yeshua says that a svar is a deraisa, and he learns from there that birchas hanenin is a din deraisa. Ah, it's a din deraisa, he asks. So then shouldn't we say safek brachos lechumra? He says you can't say that because the flip side, if you say a bracha unnecessarily, bracha shanticha, that's also an isa deraisa, so you're kind of stuck, best not to do anything. But he assumes, based on that Gemara, that a svara deraisa, that birchas hanenin are in fact actually a din deraisa. Then he goes on to bring many other rayas to the concept, how we see throughout Shas that a svara has a din deraisa. Either way, with that svara, we reject the suggestion of bringing fire that's connected to some oil that's rubbed on the kli. So how are we going to understand this this brisa now? So Ella Amar Rava, Rava says Taritachi. Understand the brisa like this. Gachale had said Gachalam Yach. I would have thought Omamos of Loloch shows you should bring extinguished coals and not hot coals. Tamalamar Eish, you bring fire. Now Eish had it said just fire. Yachal Yavi Mechza Gachalas Mechza Shalheves. May you should bring a piece of wood where half the wood turned into coal already, got so black it turned into coal, and the other half the fire is still lit. That's how you bring it. But by the time you get inside, have a kulo gachaz, it turns to a coal. So the reason why that's the case, because no one brings coals while it's still on fire, wood is still on fire. That's flame mech bas badam. So if you initially pick it up with half fire, half coals, but the time you make it to kodesh kodashim, it turns into an entire coal, that would actually be acceptable in stepping in front of the mech machayam lachim, so that would be good. So the Gemara said that's a suggestion, a strange suggestion, but that's a suggestion just to get both gachali and ish. You have to collect it from the time on the Mizbeach that way, meaning, Mishal Lakicha Neve Gecham. Not that you create Gecham later on, but Shas Lakicha. When the Kohen scoops up the Gecham from the Mizbeach, already at that point, they have to be Gecham, so that's why we reject that particular Havamini. Either way, we see from all this that this Bryce is not in contradiction to Rebbe, and Rebbe still stands strong that Gecham do have the same din of Eish. And we'll finish off right before the mission now. We mentioned above Omos. Omos means to have extinguished coals. So the Gemara has this question. We have this a few places in Shas, but the Gemara raises this question. Ibailu Omos with an Aleph, or Omos with an Ayin. How does one properly spell this? So Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, he quoted a pasuk. The pasuk that appears in Yechezkel, it says that Arazim lo Amamahu Bigan Elokim. So there, the pasuk Amamahu was the Ayin. So we see that's how you spell almost with, in fact, an Ayin. So let's quickly recap. We start off the Gemara on Amar Av talking about the type of grill that Tavi Avdo was told to roast it on the grill. And we said, no, when it comes to Askala Menukeves, one with holes in it, where the Karan Pesach doesn't touch the actual metal, that would actually be acceptable. Then we had the Shaila, when a person scoops up the Klifei Arla, but it's still hot, would that be Aser? And they said, no, that's Mutter, because the wood's no longer there. We compared this to Karan Pesach, where we said that even though by Arla it would be Mutter, it's no longer considered Eish. It's not considered Eish Lagavi Karan Pesach, because it's Tzli Eish two times. You need the actual fire to be present to be Yotze Tzli Eish. Then we had the discussion about whether Gechalim that Rebbe held Gechalim are considered Eish. We asked the question from Michvas Lagabe the Taras, and we ended up saying that there's a difference between Gechel Shel Eitzim, which certainly is Eish, versus a Gechel Shel Matechel, which is not Eish. You need to have a Reboy that applied to Taras. We compared this to the Bas Koyin Shenisraf, how she gets burned with the Psil She'aver, and other suggestions, how to actually kill her. We said that the Sreifa of Neshama and the Guf has to be Kayim, and we had the Klal of Barlo Misa Yafe. And then we discussed the Parmav and Nisrafim, which also had Beish Tesarif, but we pointed out that the word Tesarif comes Tesarif comes beforehand, and the Tesarif that comes afterwards is therefore a drasha of a certain deen, that even though most of the Parmav and Nisrafim are burnt, you have to make sure that the entire Parmav and Nisrafim get burnt. And then Ravina had his other suggestion of where to draw the comma, Michvas Eish plus Gechalas Michvar implied in the Pasuk, meaning Gechalas are Eish. And then we had the rest of Brisa, which is a little bit complicated, about the drasha of Gechalas Eish, with regards to Yom HaKippur and Kohen Gadol, how that Brisa is meant to be understood, and it does align, in fact, with the Shita of Rava. Okay, we will stop here. Rit Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.